Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The foster care system in Virginia is broken, and a shocking new report from a state agency is prompting lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to come together and reform the system. Senator Monty Mason is a Democrat from Williamsburg, and he has a bill that would allow services before a Child Protective Services investigation is launched.
You know, many of these situations are known to social services in the area now. Now we can go in advance and try to help the parent, try to help the child, try to do things in advance of issues that could lead to a CPS report.
Delegate Emily Brewer is a Republican from Smithfield. She has a bill that would help prevent financial exploitation of foster children.
There are bad actors out there that take advantage of the ability of children that have open access to credit, and therefore there have been issues of identity theft. So a child could turn 18, age out of foster care, have their credit destroyed before they have a chance to start out.
Lawmakers will consider a number of reform efforts to the foster care system this year, including strengthening the authority of state officials over local departments and creating a new Office of Children Ombudsman. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.